Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
You know, what I want to say to the patient is I want to say, listen, Mrs. Jones, here's what I can promise you in our practice. Yeah. We're going to give you amazing work. We're going to do it unbelievably well. We're going to charge you a fair fee. We're going to make it expressly affordable for you. We're going to do it in less visits than anybody else. And along the way, we're going to have the best customer service where we treat you like gold. You know, and honestly, if the patient doesn't want to buy whatever it is we're selling from that spiel, then they're not the right patient for us. And so that's how I look at all of this stuff, is that we want to provide clinical excellence, fair fees, make it affordable, do it in less visits than anybody else, and treat them like gold.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Good day, and welcome back for another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I am your amazing host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal. I keep telling myself that just to build my confidence up. And I'm joined by our pregnant co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
I can't wait to not be pregnant, so you can say not pregnant.
Oh, how about this? I am pretty confident by the time you are listening to this podcast, yes, that Meredith will no longer be pregnant.
Yes. Okay. That's our hope, at least.
No, you better not be pregnant by that time. This podcast should be after your due date.
Okay.
Or after your induced date.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, listen, have you ever thought, what makes my practice unique, or how are we different, and how do I get my team to understand this, or how do I get my patients to understand this? This is what's called your unique selling proposition. And every business that is successful understands their USP, or their unique selling proposition. And in this week's episode, I'm going to talk about our 3D Dentist 5 USP, our USP 5 that we want to focus on when we're talking to customers and when we're building our business, our 5 unique selling propositions. Before we get into this week's episode, I'm going to turn it over to Meredith Cooper-Jones and see what kind of stuff she's going to try to sell you this week.
Yeah, everyone, I just wanted to mention we only have a few tickets left for our 3D Dentist Inaugural Summit. You don't want to miss it. It will be downtown Nashville, May 4th and 5th. We will have clinical pearls, some spotlights on some doctors just like you guys who have done well with our mastermind, taken back control of their practice, reduced chaos, and I would say are, you know, living out the practice or the dream that they always thought dentistry would be. So come see that, be with 3D Dentist alumni and network, hang out. We're going to have a happy hour on Broadway, so that should be fun.
Yeah, that's going to cost me a lot of money, isn't it?
It is, but I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, perfect.
Me and Sully are the hype squad. We're the fun committee.
Yeah, and I'm the let's keep it in budget committee.
Yeah, the education yeah, department with your glasses. So today's episode, I wanted to mention, we mentioned it in a prior podcast when we talked about team retreats. And that's kind of when you came up with this for our team, like letting them know how great we are, like reminding them how great they are to mm-hmm. the patients, and that it's an honor to want to be in our practice. And then we also mentioned it in our last mastermind, and you wrote USP5, and they asked what was USPS, and you very confidently said United States Parcel Service.
Yeah, Postal Service.
Postal Service.
Not Parcel Service, United States Postal Service.
I was thinking
Service.
UPS. So let's get into what we have come up with as 3D USP5, what you've named it. And let's start with, I think, what we have hopefully branded 3D Dentist as is clinical excellence. Yeah.
Thank you, Meredith.
Yes.
For the USPS handwriting joke, okay? Listen, before we get into this, I want us to understand why we're talking about our USP5. And because too often when we're quote-unquote selling dentistry or we're helping patients choose dentistry, we're focused on the technobabble, the technical aspects of what we're doing. And that's educating the patients. And no patients, very few patients, want to be educated. You know, buying anything is not a logical decision process for 90% of the people out there. Buying is an emotional process. So that's where we have to understand our unique selling proposition, or our USP5, as I like to call it, and how that fits into the conversation that we're talking about. And so Meredith talked about number one, because it's the non-negotiable for any practice, in my opinion, any practice, and certainly for anybody that comes to 3D Dentist, and that's clinical excellence. We provide clinical excellence in our practices, you know, and I think sometimes our team members forget, or maybe we don't provide clinical excellence, or we're striving to provide clinical excellence. And what I mean by clinical excellence is, if I were the patient in the chair, myself, my mom, my dad, you know, my best friend, what materials, what equipment, what technique would I use? And is that how I serve every single one of my patients? And that's clinical excellence to me, from the type of materials we use, from the brand of products that we use, from the modernness of our equipment and materials. We provide clinical excellence. And I think sometimes our team members are so numb, not to use that word, but they're so numb to what clinical excellence is standardized that they often don't know how this actually operates in other offices.
Yeah. So,
you know, like for example, you know, I've had people come to one of our implant programs and they're like, yeah, I just buy all my bone in 2 cc increments and then I just kind of siphon off half a cc at a time because it saves me money. I'm like, that's bordering on unethical and illegal. That's not how those products are designed. And then I'm thinking to myself, how do your team members let you do that?
Yeah.
Because if I tried to do that, my team members would like beat me up or something.
Yeah. I don't know if they'd beat you up, but they would definitely say, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I do want to add,
because the Indian in me wants to do that sometimes.
When I started working for you, and I wanted to go dental school, you said, this is not the norm. I need you to go work somewhere else.
Yeah.
I said, are you firing me? You said, no, I just need you to see other offices. I just need you to see how things are ran in different places. And I think for some of our team members, especially ones who haven't worked mm-hmm. in dentistry for 20 years and seen all different kinds of things, they don't know that this isn't the norm. And I think that's what you mean by like numb by it. They've just been... it's so accommodating, it's so easy to just do the right thing that they don't know any different.
Yeah. They don't understand that not all dentists, not all practice owners are committed to absolute clinical excellence.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that our work is the best.
Right.
It just means that we attempt the best.
And we're doing the right thing.
And we do the right thing, man. That's what clinical excellence is for me, is like we're gonna do the right thing.
Yeah.
If your tooth needs a filling, we're going to do a filling.
Right.
We're not trying to make some number.
Yeah.
If the tooth needs a crown, we're going to do a crown.
Yeah.
You know, if I treatment plan it for a filling and it turns into a crown, more than likely, I'm just going to do the crown and call it a day.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the things I always loved that you said, and then we'll get into the next topic, is when you did consults, when I did consults with you, you would always say, if you were my sister, if you were my mom, this is what I would do. If you were Meredith's dad, this is what I would do. And I think that made the patient feel like, oh, okay, well, he's... you know, it's almost kind of an emotional connect because the patient knows you're not just stating off all these things that could be done. I think when doctors say, well, we could do this or we could do this, and you're giving them the option, it's almost like they don't feel confident in their diagnosis, and the patient can read that and feel that.
Yeah, and a lot of that comes from clinical excellence. Yeah. You know, this is our standard of caring,
right?
You know, as for our patients, and this is what we do. I'm not saying what standard of care is, but I have my own level of standard of care so that I can sleep at night and be confident and comfortable and look people in the face.
Right, and see them years down the road and it also still be good. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the second USP, which would be fair fees.
Yes. Yeah, I think sometimes our team members forget how our fees are very fair. Even if you're the most expensive general dentist in your town, you still provide fair fees. Right. And so for me...
And if you don't, insurance will just come and let you know. Humble you right up.
Exactly. And I think sometimes it's very easy for team members to not realize that we do provide fair fees. And so for me, what I did was I had the team members call and list out what it costs to go to a specialist to get the same procedure that I do done, that, you know, that I believe are done because we strive for clinical excellence. I believe that we're doing these procedures at the level of a specialist for the most part. Okay. And if I can't do it at the level of a specialist, I refer it out because I want to do unto others as I would have done unto me. And our fees are unbelievably fair, especially since we're in network for a lot of insurance plans. And I think sometimes our team members forget it because dentistry is surprisingly expensive.
Yeah.
You know, to get a tooth replacement, even if it's $2,000 to $3,000, $4,000 to replace a single tooth with a dental implant, that is a fair fee compared to having to go to see a specialist, coming back to your office, all of these things. We provide extremely fair fees. And I think sometimes that's lost on our team members and lost to our patients, and oftentimes we need to remind them. And when we get to the end, I'm going to kind of go through a clinical verbal script of how we kind of bring all of this together. But I think it's lost on people that we do provide fair fees.
So I started working in your practice when I was 22, so I was young, and I thought we were very expensive. And I remember in a consult one time, I had a patient bring me their treatment plan from another office, and it was astronomical. Another general dentist compared to ours. And from that, I mean, this was only like a year or two in. From that moment, I knew that we were providing high level of care at a fair price.
Yeah, and fair price isn't that my crown fee is more or less than yours, but I'm not adding the equilibration fee. I'm not adding the
bite adjustment.
You know, the things that we often do.
Nickel and diming.
Yeah, that people. We often are forced to do because of the insurance stuff that we deal with. You know, that's
and
just not
just
my personality.
Them the printout so they can see it all.
Yeah.
And then she brought it to us to see. Yeah. So, you know, this kind of goes hand in hand with the fair fees, but we do not only do we offer clinical excellence and fair fees, but we make it affordable for the patient. And that would be our third USP.
Yeah. So affordability, a price is one thing. Affordability is even more important than price. Okay. Right. At the end of the day, 90% of our patients can't write a check for majority of the dentistry.
And they would pay more if it meant they could spread it out.
Yeah.
And so, be happy to.
And so we make dentistry amazingly affordable for a couple of reasons. One is we implement a financial menu that I've talked about ad nauseum on this podcast that clearly and transparently shows our patient four things. What we're doing, how long it takes, how much it costs, and exactly how you can pay for it.
I would like to
Four promises.
I would like to see people's financial menus they've made just from listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I would hope
so. I feel
so.
Like you've talked about it and you've listed out what it is so much people could literally make one of.
I hope they can.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they can. But we make dentistry affordable because we give every patient a financial menu that spells out what we're doing, how long it takes, how much it costs, and exactly how they can pay for it without them having to ask us. And our financial menu has third-party financing on there, not any particular company, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, so the patient can see what this type of ideal clinical excellence in dentistry at fair fees, how it can be affordable and fit into their budget. And then they can choose to apply for any number of the companies that we work with. They can choose to apply for this. Another component that is a more advanced level of this is I'm willing to be the bank on certain procedures in our practice. And I said this very, very uniquely to the team members. And I said, I want you to understand in the model that we're using in our practice, which is not which not everybody's ready for or is it right for, I want to be clear about that, is that I will finance anyone regardless of their credit. And so when you say it like that, I think that's when people are like, that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I want you to understand that's what we do because we offer the Bank of T-Bone, the Raleigh Dental Arts in-office payment plan, where all you have to have is a credit card. And we will help make dentistry affordable because we'll do short-term, no-interest funding to you to get your dentistry done. Now, there's rules, and we've talked about this in different episodes, but there are rules to this. And so not only do we provide clinical excellence, not only do we have amazingly fair fees, we go above and beyond to help make dentistry affordable for our patients.
Yes. So our next one kind of ties into that with the patient care as well, from clinical excellence to fair fees to making it affordable for the patients. And then I think we can also, this next one is timely.
Yeah.
And I think we can think digital technology and having the state-of-the-art technology within the practice for that as well.
Yeah, so timely is a couple of things. Timely, number one, is we believe in a one column, one doctor provider column with maybe an assistant-driven column on the side. So we see patients on time, you know, within 5 minutes of on time. Yeah. We don't double book our patients. We don't do any of that stuff. So that's part of our timeliness component. And the more important part of it is we'll get your work done in less visits than anybody else, pretty much, you know. And that's because we leverage digital technologies to find a way to get clinical excellence done in the least number of visits. And so, you know, I had at our retreat and at Sully's retreat, since he hired me, well, he didn't pay me, but nor would I have charged him.
I think you asked him to go.
But, you know, when I ran his retreat, I asked them, I said, you know, for the team members that had been in other offices, I said, how many visits would it take to get a tooth replaced in the typical office? And it turned out to be like 5, 6, 7 visits, which is pretty close to the average. And I said, how many visits does it take at Sullivan Dental Partners or Raleigh Dental Arts? And they're like 2 or 3. Yeah. And I go, that's a unique selling proposition. Yeah. Like, we literally provide amazing care at fair fees. We make it affordable and we do it in less visits than anybody else because we actually leverage our technology for the purpose technology is driven for. And remember, I always want to put this plug in. Technology is not about saving money. Technology is about creating predictability and less visits for the patient. That is the purpose of technology. It's about reducing the friction to patients saying yes and patients getting quality care.
Yeah, and I think even as far as general dentistry for same-day crowns, I mean, to us, that just sounds so normal.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But when a patient see it, they're still completely stunned about that. My old dentist, you know, they say, oh, my old dentist, I had to go back 3 times.
Oh, I had to get the goopy stuff in.
And then I had to go back and get it crowned. And then I had to go back and get it adjusted. And so for us, you know, being able to mill crowns, being able to 3D print a guide and deliver or place an implant the next day or even later that day are all things that are giving the best care in a timely manner.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Let's talk about our fifth and final USP. We have clinical excellence, fair fees, affordability, timely, and then our fifth is customer service. And I think you talk about the people being the most important part of the office.
You know, and we all think we have good customer service, and we probably all do. Okay, but here's the truth. We treat our people like gold. Yeah. Okay, we work our tails off to make sure our patients have an amazing experience at our practice, from the moment they call to the moment they walk in the door to all of it. We to the smiley faces, to the nice people, to all of those things. We're really there about doing great customer service for our patients, and so, you know, I think it's a non-negotiable because I grew up in the motel business, which is a service industry. Right. You know, you worked at a restaurant. You know, nobody gets good tips if they're mean to people. and we surround ourselves with people in our practice, at least, that are dedicated to amazing customer service because we believe we have a servant mentality and we're there to serve our customer. And that's what we believe. So our unique selling proposition, our five unique selling propositions are clinical excellence, fair fees, affordability, timely, and customer service. And look, I don't think this is the exact way to close cases, but I want to say this in a way that I don't want somebody to choose me because I'm technically great at what I do, or I explain to them that I'm going to take a 557 burr and I'm going to drill I'm going to drill in 2 millimeters. The drill's going to be spilling at 120,000 RPMs, making a zzz noise. You know, anytime I get pushback, you know, what I want to say to the patient is I want to say, listen, Mrs. Jones, here's what I can promise you in our practice. Yeah. We're going to give you amazing work. We're going to do it unbelievably well. We're going to charge you a fair fee. We're going to make it expressly affordable for you. We're going to do it in less visits than anybody else. And along the way, we're going to have the best customer service where we treat you like gold. You know, and honestly, if the patient doesn't want to buy whatever it is we're selling from that spiel, then they're not the right patient for us. And so that's how I look at all of this stuff, is that we want to provide clinical excellence, fair fees, make it affordable, do it in less visits than anybody else, and treat them like gold. And that's how we separate our practices, and that's what we teach at 3D Dentists, to make sure that you position your practice to be above and beyond anyone else in your community. So that's pretty much it for this week's episode. Everybody else seems to be enamored by the freight truck that has showed up here at the retreat. But look, if you like what we're talking about, if our message really resonates with you, then you owe it to yourself to get involved with 3D Dentists. Listen, just being here, being around like-minded individuals will motivate you, will inspire you, and will propel you to greater things. So be a part of 3D Dentists, visit 3D-dentist.com, sign up for a course, or schedule a strategy call with Meredith, and she can talk to you about what options exist, what works the best for you, and we'll get there for you, okay? So thank you, and we'll see you guys next week.